Well, hello guys, how are ya? I know you don't know this, but I've been away for 7 days. I went on holiday, and it was probably the worst holiday I've ever had. And I'm 360 years old, so I should know. And I went to Lanzarote. Actually, Lanzagrotti is the word, and it's true, it is Lanzagrotti. And I booked with Love Holidays because it was easy online. You just click done, done, done. But that's about it. Then you can't get hold of Love Holidays, I'm afraid. So if you want to change anything, you can't get hold of them. If you've got any problems, you can't get hold of them. They don't really check any places or anything out. They just book it for you, which you could do yourself. And I had a rather big issue on my holiday, but I didn't contact them because I knew it'd be a waste of time. So if I were you, I'd stay away from Love Holidays and either book it yourself or use a reputable travel agency. You pay a bit more, but it's certainly worth it. What you don't need on your holiday or before your holiday is stress, and Love Holidays will cause that because you can't get hold of them. They basically take your money and run. The carrier to Lanzarote was EasyJet, which is all right going there. Well, not quite, actually. There was plenty of queues at the Gatwick Airport in London, even though I got there really early. So I queued up for the drop-off at EasyJet. You can drop your bags off. In other words, you check in and get rid of your bag. But there was a long queue, and I stood in the queue for a very long time. And I got right up to the front, and the lady said, "You're too early." And it's all done by machines now. You actually check your bags in yourself. And the machine won't accept it until it's a certain time, so I had to stand over another place for another 35 minutes. Finally, I was second in line to the machine, where really nobody was, except you. You have to check your own bags in. And the people in front of me were having an awful lot of issues. They had to get somebody to help quite a bit. Anyway, they were finally done. It was my turn. So I put my bag on the weigh thing, and it said the weight of the bag, and I said, yeah. And it said, okay. I said, yeah, okay. And then a tag printed out. And I thought, gee, that's a clever machine. I haven't even scanned my boarding pass yet. So I put the tag on the suitcase anyway, and I thought I'd better go get some help. And as I turned to walk away, the bag took off and disappeared. And I looked at the receipt, and it was going to Madrid. And I'm supposed to be going to Lanzarote. And it was even a different name as well. What a damn good start to the holiday, right? Well, it caused a lot of a big of a stink-up, and a lady disappeared. She had to go somewhere, phone somebody, or whatever. We had to go through customs and reclaim that bag. Somehow, I don't know how I found it. And then redo it all again. This automation is troublesome, isn't it? Let's assume there was a lady there, and I just put my bag on the weighing scale, and she just said this, that, here's your boarding pass. It would all be done. But they expect us to do their job for them, don't they? And then the problem happens, because there was 3 or 4 people. It happened the same way. What the problem was, the people before me didn't log out on the screen. So my bag was going with them. So they want to skip the check-in people. How about the captain? Why don't they just sort of get everybody on the plane and just say on the loudspeaker, "Anybody played more than 10 hours on Microsoft Flight Simulator, please make yourself known." Anyway, the flight to Lanzarote was on time and uneventful, really. And I had paid through Love Holidays for transfers, which is way down the bottom end of the island, Playa Blanca. And I was looking for this MTS I was supposed to look for, some great big global company. Nope, just a hole in the wall with a lady behind it. Then she took my name and then crossed it out, then gave me a card, said 50 on it. She said, "Go to bus stop 50. It's way at the top. And all the lifts are broken, so you're going to have to use the escalator." And it was miles. Anyway, finally got to bus stop 50, no bus. After quite some time, a bus did pull in. And he didn't really want our names, he just wanted to know where we were going. And he wrote it down on a piece of paper. It was a full-size coach, but there was only really 8 of us, so 9 of us on there. And it sat there for so long that 2 people got off and got a taxi. I don't know where they were going. But we waited quite some time, and then finally the bus moved off. Of course, it went to all these other places to drop people off first. I didn't get to where I was going until about 9:30, 10 o'clock. Playa Limones bungalows. Well, surprise, surprise, it's completely dark now, and the reception was completely locked all up. Luckily, the restaurant beside the bungalows was open, so I asked in there, and he asked my name, and then he peeled something off the wall and gave it to me. It was basically a map to find my bungalow. No key, the key was already in the door, apparently. Now you have to remember, I've never been there before. It's pitch black and I've got to find bungalow 60. And of course the numbers are not lit up in any way. And there was far more bungalows there than I thought there was. There's at least 60 some, but they're not real bungalows actually. They're duplexes, so you've got two bungalows together, not private at all. There was a note on the map, I don't know whether you can read it. It says, could I please go to reception tomorrow morning before 10:30 to properly check in? I thought, geez, I thought it was my holiday. So I went there when I was ready. Anyway, let me show you the inside of the sort of bungalow, as they call it. It's not great quality, but I discovered something that would be a reoccurrence of pretty much every day and every night. Oh yeah, I should have known it was going to be not a very good holiday. I bought a watch, especially for the holiday, so I could tell the time. Because I didn't want to carry my phone around anymore. It was supposed to be a really good watch. But if you take a look at the picture of the watch I bought, that I had just been wearing normally, and it's never been dropped, and it's only probably about, I don't know, 4 days old, you will see one of the little small hands has come off, and is floating around in the face. The watch wasn't really expensive, but it wasn't that cheap either. So what else is going to fall off it? So yes, I'm going to send it back. Anyway, back to the bungalow. I know you're interested. Some of the sound quality isn't all that great. I'm sorry about the wind. It's always windy in Lanzarote, apparently. And please bear in mind I'm doing this video without any sleep last night, or much the night before. So there may be some mistakes like... So I've just got to my bungalow, and this is the view of my bungalow. I'll show you tomorrow. Right, it's nice, except can you hear something? That building in front of me is like a disco place. That's going to be great. Here's the bungalow in here. So we got the TV. Just a minute, let me put my cigarette out. Okay, so here's the place here. I've just arrived, as you can see. Looks reasonable. Absolutely nothing in the fridge. So nothing here, got a hot plate there, microwave I suppose, little utensils there, not sure what that is. Okay, so here's the bathroom, where's the light? Don't know. Okay, here's the light for the bathroom, there's a shower, doesn't look too great there, there's a shower up there, there's a mirror, hi. Got my hair dryer there, but you can still hear that music playing. Here's the bedroom. It's a double bedroom, as you can see, and another mirror. I like the mirrors. We got some cupboard space here, and yes, it looks all right. I'm obviously here on my own. So there won't be anybody else with me. So we don't need to push the beds together. So there it is. This is the bungalow. I'll have a look outside here at the back door. Oh. You hear it? That's lovely. That's going to be every night. Lovely. Anyway, that's just the night time. I've just arrived. There's a TV, of course. I'll be using that. This is my area where I'll sit, of course. And the bungalows aren't as separate as I thought. We have a bungalow right next door here too, just past there. But I don't know where that noise is coming from. It's going to piss me off because it already does. Good morning. It's a bit different today. It's the morning. The sun's shining, as you can see, and yeah, I'm going to go to have a look around. You see that wall?
That wall's made of volcanic rock, by the look of it. Everything's volcanic here.
Okay, so this is another my first day at this place here. And if you can hear, that karaoke thing that went on last night is now going on again. Today, this is about 12:30 and midday. And this is me having a coffee. That's a nice, quiet, serene area. And then we have the karaoke yelling down their microphone, which spoils the whole scene. You see those mountains, those hills? They're everywhere. Very volcanic, aren't they? What do you say? There's a little cat here. Who cat? What do you want? There's a couple of ferries that go to Vidan Channel of Tuna or something over there. Another island, another big island. It basically has a few more stores on it, but mostly dunes. And it was €38 to go there and back. And there's not a lot to see over there, so I didn't actually bother doing it. Because it'd just be stores with bucket and spades in and all that sort of thing. Just a variation of the stores that are here. So you have to spend quite a lot of time over there before you get a ferry back, which I felt I'd be trapped. Lots of things are hyped up here about nothing. It does have a marina. Nothing really special, just a marina. And while I was there, these boats never moved, which is mostly like every marina. Does it have swimming pools? Yep, check. Small, just dippers. So can anybody tell me what these are up there on the roofs? And I would think it's a solar thing. Probably looks like it's heating water, I would assume. Because they're on pretty much all of them. I'm sure somebody will let me know what they are. Well, hello, people. Right, so I've just had a word with the manager about the hotel behind being so noisy, and his reply was, "I know," and sort of shook his hands or head, as if there's nothing he can do about it. Of course, there's nothing he can do about the noise. He could have offered to move me away from the noise a bit, but he didn't. So that goes to show you about Player Le Monnaies. Wanna buy some land? Don't forget, it's next to that. Listen. I found one good steakhouse to eat steak at, and it's run by Vietnamese. That's a surprise, but it's very good. Not really cheap, but it has a good selection. Does a good spaghetti bolognese as well. This is what the shoreline really looks like, mostly. That's what you get. And this is the promenade. That's right, I'm the man from Del Monte. Not many people remember that. I do. Thank you. you want a little bit of peace and quiet, stay away from this area. I would say at least half a mile away from that hotel behind. I will be making a MGTOW video about this place. It won't be very long, but I saw some things, you know, I'd like to share with you. So do I feel relaxed and refreshed after my 7-day holiday in Lanzarote? No goddamn way. Are you surprised? Take it easy, fellas.